For Moses said, honor your father and your mother. Commandment. I mean, civilization is six words. Honor your father and your mother. Six words. And whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. The passage begins with Jesus rejecting a dead conservatism and a very Francis-like style. But then he swiftly pivots to chastising the Pharisees on moralistic grounds, warning them that an absolute moral obligation to support one's parents in their old age cannot be undone through some sophisticated legalism, some clever scheme in which the duty to honor your father and mother gets fulfilled through religious donations instead. By the way, I point this out in Civilization in six words, that the commandment is just that. It's a commandment. It doesn't have an expiration date. It doesn't end because your mom or your dad moves into Shady Acres retirement home. It is absolute, finite, and without question. And if we would honor it as such, boy, howdy. Back to Ross Douthat from his book, To Change the Church. It is a discourse that parallels his more famous discourse on marriage and adultery. There, too, it is precisely the allowance for divorce that he attacks as a legalism and a human tradition which is superseded by the intent of God's creation and the clarity of God's law. In both cases, legalism is rejected because it relativizes morality, not because it makes the moral law too stringent. Boy, howdy. That's just perfect. And while there are many moments, just as Father Martin says, where Jesus does something or asks something that leaves his disciples confused, there is never a moment where he asks them to do something that violates the Ten Commandments for the sake of a higher or more complicated or nuanced moral vision. This doesn't mean that Jesus' mercy isn't absolute. It is more absolute, indeed, than Jewish law. The repentant sinner must be forgiven not seven times, but 70 times seven, which is to say perpetually. But this absolute mercy is always linked to repentance. It is never deployed. Now, I think Douthat is just nailing. This is truth to power here. Listen to this. It is never deployed to supersede the commandments, never used to suggest that they are too simplistic for dealing with the complexities of human situations, or that there is a landscape beyond or above them where the law does not apply. Jesus does not urge Peter to go ahead, betray me. I understand. I get it. Jesus doesn't tell the woman taken in adultery, Hey, lady, llama, go back to your lover because your situation is complex. Jesus doesn't tell Zacchaeus, the tax collector, actually, you know, dude, you can keep the money you may have unjustly taken because I know. You didn't mean to be in a situation, you don't really agree with it, but you got a family to support. I'm kind of paraphrasing Douthat here, because we've heard all these things. Well, I only work for the killing machine that is Boeing and Raytheon because I have a family to support. That's great. Try that out at Judgment Day. Well, I only work for the government. That's great. Try it out at Judgment Day. Again, in my simplistic, probably imbecilic manner here, far more lofty of a position than I have ever earned,